We look like we're hungover.
We do look like we're hungover.
We're wearing glasses inside.
We're both wearing sunglasses inside. To be fair, I did this to copy you.
To be fair, I woke up like a douchebag.
Randall did. He's wearing this tight green bro tank that says cool story bro. And then he's wearing a California something hat.
California, the state.
With with yep. sunglasses on.
You know, some people like wake up angry.
Right.
Some people wake up horny.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up douchey today. And we just hashtag own it.
There you go. Hi, I'm Susie.
And I'm Randall.
And this is Before the Hangover.
What up, dudes? Welcome to the Before the Hangover, the podcast where Susie and I talk about our crazy lives all during these crazy times. Like, it's so fucking crazy. And we do it all while, like, drinking and shit.
Oh, my God.
This is, like, episode 38. I don't know. I lost count.
38?
Yeah, episode 38.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. What? Fuck you.
That's what's crazy to you is just the number 38.
It's just every time it keeps going up. And
I know. We talked about this the last episode starts the same exact way.
All right, take that out. Start over.
No, it's fine. We're not starting over. We're plowing on through.
We're owning it.
Ayo.
So today, do you want to know what we're drinking?
Yeah, I'd love to know what we're drinking.
We're drinking the Adios Mother Freaker.
And that's when you censor yourself. Okay. Very weird.
I don't cuss on this podcast.
Yes, you do.
Okay, today we are drinking the Adios Motherfucker.
Language.
This was recommended by our good friend, This Chris.
Nice.
On Instagram. Yeah, so he recommended this drink.
This Chris also just said, FYI, currently driving to Phoenix from New Mexico since Randall was curious, which was last episode. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
So thank you for letting me know what you're doing while you're listening to the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, Randall is serious when he says those things.
He wants you
to DM us and let us know what you're doing right in that moment.
I fucking love it.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, so thank you, Chris, for recommending this. And yeah, there really isn't much about this drink. It was kind of around in the 1980s, disappeared, ghosted America, and then came back in 2016.
Nice.
Yeah. So let me tell you what's in this drink. So this drink has vodka, mm-hmm. white rum, mm-hmm. tequila, gin, blue. Do you know how to say that word?
Curacao.
No. Curacao.
That's what I said.
Blue Curacao. Sweet and sour mix and Sprite. I couldn't find blue Curacao when I went to the store. And the guy working was like, it's literally the same thing as triple sec, but blue.
Yeah.
So I just put triple sec in here.
Nice.
So our drink isn't blue. It's supposed to be blue. And that's kind of what it's known by to be blue. So we're being a little different today.
I like it. I think that like the Adios Motherfucker goes right with what I'm wearing today. It's right with my personality. And that's like
really
the thing is like dress for the job that you want. I want to be Adios Motherfuckers. So that's what you get.
And to that, we'll cheers.
Yeah, we'll cheers to that.
I actually haven't tried this drink yet.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, it's great. This is like really similar to a Long Island iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
In the fact that it's so stinking easy to drink, you can chug this, not even think twice, and probably be drunk after a few. So
yeah, that's how you could put it up your butthole, and you wouldn't even notice.
Well, I don't
that it was up your butthole, and then you'd be drunk.
Maybe.
That would be one loose butthole.
Do you like this drink?
Adios, motherfuckers.
Adios, motherfuckers, in your butthole.
I love it.
It's pretty funny.
You know what I don't like? It's fall, September. It's still 98 degrees outside.
It's hotter. I feel like it was like 107 today.
Yeah, I wanted to kill myself. And then I went outside and I felt the heat. And then I was like, no, I really want to kill myself.
Yeah. It's honestly relatable. It's bad. It's like winter time is when I thrive.
Mm-hmm.
So when it starts to get cooler, I get excited. But also when I'm on social media or doing anything and I just hear about other places experiencing fall, it's getting colder. They're able to wear pants. I'm
like loose plaid. Yeah.
Loose plaid. You know, they're waking up somewhat happy. I'm like,
makes
you know
you angry.
Adios, motherfuckers.
Adios, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I don't want to see you happy. If I'm not happy, don't be happy around me.
Amen.
Amen. Talking about weather is so it's so stupid.
What are we doing, small talking right now?
But I wanted to bring that up is I've been working on this bit that I do to other people, random people.
Okay.
Where I just say stupid things like, do you guys see that it almost rained today?
You did this to me today.
I know, but yeah. I do it to, I was doing it downtown, like okay. to just random people.
Yeah.
Like, hey, quick question. They're like, yeah. And I was like, did you guys see that it like almost rained today? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, I'm working on my small talk. How did I do? And they're like, I guess you did all right.
Can you please give me a rating?
Yeah. And then I go to the next person. I'm like, what's the deal with bowling? They're like, well, I don't know. What is the deal with it? I'm just working on my small talk. How do you do? Like, okay. Let's do our thing that we do.
Yeah. So, but we have a segment called Would You Rather, where on our Instagram, before the hangover, we post polls. You guys vote, and we see if we agree with you or not. If we disagree, we take a shot.
That's how the game works. make sure that you guys DM us Would You Rather question scenarios.
Yes, we're also hoping to get different type of segments out there, so make sure to follow our Instagram and look out for that, because we love Would You Rather, but we want to get some other ones in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Emily Hike. First of all, Emily, I love you, because she goes, if you decide to use one of mine, just so you know, that my name is pronounced like Hike.
And she like Hike spelled a football, it out. Right. Because her name isn't spelled like that.
Yeah.
Spelled with a Y.
And she freaking knows me. Yeah. She wants to know, would you rather eat moldy cheese or drink spoiled milk?
All right.
All right, ready?
One, two, three, two. Here's the thing. Before we even get into any of this, me and her have already argued about all of these scenarios.
Yeah, we picked them together. We're always like,
let's hold it for the podcast, but... when something really bothers me, I can't let it go.
We argued about this. How many hours do you think? For all of these, probably like 2 hours or 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just so you guys know.
It pisses us off. Yeah.
We're saving you from like a 3 hour conversation Randall and I typically have about these.
Yeah. So I would rather have spoiled milk.
Just freaking disgusting.
Yeah.
I would rather just eat cheese with mold on it. Spoiled milk, it's sour, it's clumpy. I think I'm more likely to projectile vomit if I were to try to swallow that than eating.
Why? Because it tastes like earwax?
Oh, we're talking about that again.
I don't know.
You
know what that tastes like. I don't know what that tastes like.
What are you doing?
What am I?
What is this? Take off that bro tank and go put on a nice shirt.
I can't because I've lost a little bit of my abs, and so I can feel like a roll while I'm sitting down. It's very uncomfortable, so I know that if I take it off, there'll be a line. A red line right in the middle. Oh, poor Randall.
Welcome to the Roll Club.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so why would you rather drink spoiled milk?
Because it's 'cause I swallow, you know? I'd rather just swallow than chew and swallow. That's my theory.
Oh, that's so gross, though.
You have to chew and then swallow. I can just swallow. And what is cheese but more moldy milk? So then you have mold on the moldy of mold.
It's different, though. Like, have you drank... I haven't drank spoiled milk to where it's clumpy, but I've drank old milk where it's, like, sour. It's the worst thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
But thinking of just, like, actually spoiled milk is so bad. And there's also cheese with mold on it. Like, I know we're not talking about blue cheese here.
Right.
But I've definitely had a block of cheese and cut off some mold and then continue to eat the cheese. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And then continue to eat your earwax. Yeah. Well, I know what you mean.
I do not eat my earwax.
Sometimes on accident.
I feel like I need to clear this up.
She occasionally eats her earwax all the time.
I'm just saying that I do know what earwax tastes like.
Okay. But also, the cheese, if the milk is going to be so spoiled that it's clumpy, then the cheese has so much mold that it's fuzzy. If we're saying it's the worst of the worst, then it's the worst of the worst for both.
Okay, but I'm saying that like the cheese doesn't need to be covered like the full surface in mold. Like it just has to have mold on it.
You have to eat the mold.
I get that.
Okay. You want to chew into that. And you have
to swallow
the
clumps.
Clumps. I think that's easy peasy lemon squeeze.
All right, let's see what our people think.
All right. You won.
I did?
Yeah, you won by 84%.
Oh. Wait, what?
Yeah, 84%.
84% sided with me?
Yeah.
I think that's the most.
That is the most. Now, here's why I think that is.
Because everyone thinks it's like blue cheese. I know everyone's thinking that.
Yeah.
But maybe
And on top of that, not a lot of people drink milk anymore. There's so many other options now. You know, you got like almond milk and soy milk. And a lot of people eat cheese still, though. Everyone loves cheese. You got charcuterie boards, fucking string cheese.
So what are you know? Saying?
What I'm saying is that people enjoy cheese, period, over milk.
Right.
So if you have to have the worst of either one, I want to live my life to the fullest.
Do you want a lime?
No, I'm a man.
All right. That was weird. You got goosebumps. Did you?
I got goosebumps right after I said I'm a man.
Oh, God, I love it.
Goosebumps. I got goose the bumps on my goose. All right. Next one. God damn it. Okay, go on.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, it's just, it feels like what I feel like love would feel like. Like, you can feel it in your spine, and you're like, this is the right thing.
I think there's a lot of things to unpack there, but we're going to move on.
Yeah.
Jay Blanchard, 1028, wants to know, would you rather take on 100 duck-sized horses or horse-sized duck? A horse-sized duck. Also, I want to say that a lot of people recommended this one. This was just the person that...
Yeah, a lot of people said this one, but also
or variations of it.
Also, we put it up wrong on our polls at first. So I got to look up the right one, right?
Okay, so 100 horses or one duck. Okay.
Ready? Okay. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
One, two, three, one. Two. Now, this is the one that we fucking argued so hard on. Hard on.
We did.
I can't fucking... Okay. You go first. You explain your theory for fighting one.
I have multiple reasons.
Huge duck.
I really think I'm stronger than I am. In my head, like, both of these things are trying to kill you. I have multiple reasons why I'm picking it. Number one, I feel like morally I could kill a duck. And I would be willing to, like, fight to kill a duck versus, like, all these cute, tiny horses trying to kill me. Like, I physically couldn't kill 100 horses. That would be so much blood.
Trying to kill you.
I don't know. It's just, like, they have so much blood. I also think that they're fast. A duck is pretty big. So that's still, like...
But a horse is not as fast as a regular-sized horse. They would be slower.
Yeah, but horses are just strong.
Not when they're duck-sized.
Like, a horse can carry, like, an entire carriage. Like, think of what a duck-sized horse can do.
Right. Not an entire carriage.
But
maybe a basketball or two. No.
Definitely me.
It's...
They
no.
can tie me up and drag two of me.
No fucking way. How much if they're that big...
That's how big a duck is?
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
And you think that can carry you?
No.
Are you
not
fucking
like
nuts?
I don't know, Randall.
I think you think are horses are way stronger than they are when they're duck size.
Horses are also so freaking cute that I could not just sit there and kick. That's like kicking 100 puppies.
I'm not saying I want to kick 100 horses, but if they're, I'm thinking about what I think I can survive. I think I could survive 100 duck sized, just small, little cute, little ducks. Sized horses.
Uh-huh.
And they're all trying to get me. They don't have the resources to hurt me.
I think they could, though.
Explain.
I just think they could. I can't really explain it anymore. But I think that I could fight a duck as big as a horse. I would somehow get my leg up around its neck. I would twist, squeeze my thighs, and break its neck. Maybe I'll get on the back of it.
Wrong.
Maybe.
I just turned into Trump. Wrong.
Maybe I would try and just like kick its legs. Ducks have tiny legs. They got little chicken legs.
Not when they're horse sized.
Maybe. Their legs definitely aren't as thick as a horse's legs.
No, that's true. Good point.
Thank you. So, you know, maybe I'll try and kick their legs really. I can kick pretty hard.
Okay.
And then, you know, go from there.
Okay. So first off. You think you could snap the neck?
Yes.
It would be thick neck, thicker than a human's neck. You think that you can snap a human's neck right now? I think you would struggle with that. Duck has a thicker neck than a human.
But it's longer.
It is longer.
You know?
Right. Now, here's the other thing. Ducks fly. They also swim. As soon as you get on that duck, it is flying. It is going straight up in the air. Ever tried to chase a duck? They fly. They fly away. As soon as you get on that duck, it's going 100 feet in the air, and it's going to drop you like it's WrestleMania. It's just going to fuck it. And even if you do break its neck in the air, you're dying. There's a horse-sized duck that is falling on you. That's like a ton. That how much do horses weigh? That's how much this duck would weigh.
No, it's just the size.
Right. Size is weight. They got all those feathers.
No. No, because then you're thinking that a horse... Wait.
Would be duck size.
But that doesn't mean it's as light as a duck. A duck you can pick up.
It wouldn't be as heavy as a regular horse at that size.
No, it wouldn't be as heavy as a regular horse. Right. But it would be heavier because they're strong. They got muscle. They're like condensed. Okay.
So then a duck would be not as strong as a horse, but it would definitely be stronger than a regular duck.
How much does a horse weigh?
I have no idea.
I would say a duck would be half that, if not less.
I don't know.
We'd
have to look up the ratio of like weight to height of ducks and then weight and height of horses and then
compare it.
Finagle that.
I'm going to do this tonight and then we can.
Now, here is what I will say about the difference. And this is why I pick 100 duck-sized horses.
Mm-hmm.
Because horses can't really attack you. The only way that they kick normally is if you're behind them. So stay in front.
There's 100.
Right.
They're going around you so fast. They run fast.
Not as fast as they normally would.
All they have to do is probably kick your shins, probably break your leg.
They couldn't.
Yeah, they could.
As soon as they put their... First off, they don't like punch like that. They have to, if they're coming forward towards me, they have to fucking do that or they have to turn around and start hitting me.
Right.
I know for a fact that I am probably faster than a duck-sized horse. So I can run. As soon as I start seeing them starting to fucking, and all I got to do is just this over and over and over again.
Imagine, you're going to get tired though. The death by that horse is probably worse. At least, like, I'd be Khaleesi for a moment flying on my duck, and then, yeah, maybe I fall off.
Yeah, and die. I have a way better chance. Now, here's the other thing. Ducks eat meat. Horses don't. That duck is going to come at you like you're a little fish in the water.
No, but they're both trying to kill you, I think, is the point.
I know, but the duck already eats meat, so it's used to biting to kill its prey. Horses don't, so they're not used to biting. They're not going to bite me. They're going to kick me because that's what they do when they get scared. Horses,
shoot.
I'm going to fucking, just like this, fucking, and then as soon as I kill my first horse, I'm going to get a thirst for it. I'm going to be like, this is actually what I was meant to do all along. And then I get on all fours with him, and I start,
start
growling, and I'm like, and then they get a little bit scared. And I'm like, I've seen Seabiscuit. He dies. And so then I'm just like fucking going around fucking killing all of them.
Okay. What do the people say?
Okay. I mean, I feel like I lost this one because people are like, I'd rather take 1 over 100. And that's just because you went to college and so you like know numbers and shit. But I think.
Honestly, and I would get tired after doing 100. I could probably kill a few. 100 is a lot. 100 is a lot. You won? Wait, did you actually?
52%.
How many people?
Doesn't even matter. 645 voted for me. Wow. 589 voted for you.
All right.
Yes!
I do think like 100 sounds like a little, like when you have $100. But when you think of 100 tiny things trying to kill you, like I think 100 ducks could take me down, let alone 100 tiny horses.
100 horses, though, don't have a predatory sense in them.
But they would in this situation.
But they don't have the skills then to be predatory. Ducks do.
I'm going to take this shot.
I mean, they just swoop down. Fucking, you think that you even have a chance to go after it? He's going to come from above, just straight down, pick you up, and then just throw you.
Good.
And you're going to be like, well, I didn't even get a chance to fucking. That's your neck. And the horse is like, well, or the duck is like, well, that was real easy to snap her neck.
Good. Make it. Quick and fast.
Yeah. I'm so happy. Usually when I get this worked up, I lose.
That is true. What was this is sad, Randall. We keep disagreeing on everything.
There's a few that we... I almost said, no, we don't.
Yeah, immediately.
Somebody proves it.
Okay. Next question. This is by Stephen Teme.
Nice. Stephen Teme.
Oh, gosh. Stephen, I'm so sorry. He wants to know, would you rather spend the day hanging out with Randall, having fun, or go on a really awkward date with Susie?
Yes. Now, we've already said that this is from our perspective. So it's not like I'm going on an
awkward right. date with you.
And I'm having really fun with you.
It's what we think would be better for them.
Okay, right? Yeah.
What we would, yeah.
Right, okay.
All right, ready? Wait, what is the first one?
The first one is go hanging out with you.
Okay.
The second one's a date with me.
Got it. One, two, three, two.
Really? I actually would want to go on an awkward date with everyone because I think that that'd be funny, but also I'd feel bad. I feel like it would be me because I'm really awkward. Yeah. I just think for them, they would just obviously have more fun hanging out with you because you're just so fun.
Well, that's the whole point of the premise too, is they're not going to have fun with you. They're going to have an awkward date with you.
They're going to leave and be like, oh my gosh, she's so much worse than I thought.
And I would love to watch that.
Why would you be there?
That's the other thing. That's hilarious.
You just no. You're like, I will be
there. I would be working there. I'd be like, hi, welcome to Sauce.
No.
Hi, welcome to Sauce. For you guys who don't know, I used to work at this restaurant called Sauce, and that was 2 years ago. And I still say that every time I walk into a room.
Yeah, every single time. Actually, you haven't done this recently, but when we first started talking, I thought it was the funniest thing because we were just first friends, and I would call you all the time to hang out, and you'd always be like, hi, welcome to Sauce, what can I get for you? And I would just I didn't know what to do, so I would just start ordering stuff. I was like, can I get the chicken broccoli mac and cheese? You're like, oh, we're out of chicken. Mm-hmm. Just this whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just think that they actually would enjoy, I'm not doing this for me, I would love to go on an awkward date, but I think they would have a better time hanging with you.
I agree with that as well. I think they would have a great time hanging with me.
And the last thing I want to do is make someone feel like it was their fault. It was awkward. You know, it was destiny to be awkward. It's not me. It's not you. It's the game. What did the people say?
76% agreed with me.
You'd rather go on an awkward date with me?
Yeah.
I just feel like it would ruin everything. I want everyone to know that if we do go on a date, it will not be awkward.
Unless, of course, it's in this scenario, then it would be, and it'd be torturous.
I didn't eat enough food to take all these shots.
I will do this with you, which now this is pissing me off. We asked a question about earwax.
Am I winning?
Yeah, you're winning by a lot.
Thank you. So many people must understand me because it's not like I sit there and I eat earwax or I taste it on purpose. It's like I scratched my ear. And a little bit later, someone's like, you got something in your tooth. And I'm like, why does that taste gross? Earwax. Also, I haven't done that in a really, really long time.
Now you say that.
What? Did I not say that before?
No, you haven't said that.
Okay, that actually is true, though.
Okay.
I haven't tasted earwax in, years. But I've definitely had something and been like, this kind of tastes like earwax.
So weird. I think that's so weird.
It's just this bitter taste. It's nothing insane.
It's still weird.
Also, did you talk about smelling earwax on the last episode?
Yeah, that's how we got onto it.
Oh, I smelt my earwax today.
She didn't smell it.
Yeah, I did. It smelled like nothing.
I know, because she had you couldn't even see it. I'm talking about a chunk of earwax.
I'm just saying that the girl had funky earwax because mine does not smell.
No, then I did it myself. You gotta have a chunk. She put it in and there was nothing on the Q-tip.
Yeah,
and
the Q-tip was a little bit yellow.
It probably smelled more like a Q-tip than earwax. You got it. Yeah.
So you're taking a shot with me because you lost the earwax.
Because I lost the earwax. Cheers. Right, cheers. Tally ho. All
right.
A gnarly dude.
I'm not a fan of this tequila.
I'm a fan. I love it. Tastes like home. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying,
First
bro?
Off, it's fucking hot. Hotter than a male's armpit.
In here?
I'm fucking sweating.
Oh, I'm not. I feel
fucking
great.
Sweating, dude. In my stomach, there's the Nile River because I got that roll. It's just filling with water. It's dripping, drip, drip, drip. There's a leak. It's like monsoon in my navel.
In your navel.
There's monsoon in my navel. It's just flooding my pubes. It's TMI.
Yeah, that was TMI.
TMI.
I feel like it's...
So I shave it.
I shave it with TMI. Manscaped.
Oh, yeah, Manscaped. Which, by the way, our promo code changed.
We should talk about that real quick. Our promo code did change to BTH20.
20. Yeah, 20.
20. Because our code got leaked onto, a discount website.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Keep leaking art. No, don't do it. But
yeah, don't leak it. But feel free to tell people about it. If you know people who use Manscaped, if
Yeah.
They want 20% off. Obviously, they don't have to listen to an entire episode to get
it. Whoever leaked it, that's pretty cool that they're like, their promo code over everyone else's. Let's right. give that to the masses.
Yeah, let's help these people out. But also, I mean, we don't get in trouble, but it does change the code. So if someone's used to using our old code, kind of messes up a little bit.
Use a new code, BTH20, which doesn't make any sense. It should be 21 because the year is 2021.
Yeah, 20 is random. We didn't pick it.
We didn't pick it. We should have.
They just told us.
Yeah. But thanks for leaking our code. Much like
whoever did that.
Belly button's leaking.
Anyways, back to your belly button. You're probably hot because you're wearing jeans, socks, shoes, and a tight hat shirt. And a tight, tight shirt.
The hat does nothing to do with...
Hats make you warmer.
I guess.
Why do people wear beanies? For sure, bro.
That's different, though.
No, it's still covering your head. It still makes you hot.
It makes you hotter, though.
Yeah, it does. Makes you a little bit more fuckable.
What? Are you a beanies girl?
Did you not take hotter like that? I'm a beanies girl. I have like 15.
Beanies? Yeah. Are you attracted to beanies?
Oh, yeah. There was beanie this babies. One guy. Oh, my gosh. I was on this like snowboarding trip and mm-hmm. he had a beanie on. He looked like the most attractive person ever. He was like in all of his like snowboard gear. And then I saw him without all of it. I'm just saying it's misleading. Mm. Okay. Back to school, babe, and Randall and I just want to make sure you pack the essentials to have the best year yet. The Manscaped 4th Generation Performance Package is just that. You can get it at manscaped.com with our code BTH20. It is the perfect package for your package.
Well, fellas, I did not go to college, but I hear it's the time to experiment, if you know what I mean. So maybe you should try experimenting with cleaning your balls, you dirty boys. That's why I like to use the Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped. It's terrific. Inside the Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the lawnmower, 4.0, the weed whacker, the crop preserver, ball deodorant, crop reviver, toner, and two free gifts. That is performance boxer briefs and a shed travel bag. This package also comes with the weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up top in both your nose and your ear.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code BTH20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with our code BTH20 at manscaped.com. This year, graduate with a degree in clean balls from Manscaped.
Hey guys, so we've talked about it before that we have a big time sponsor who was supporting this podcast, and instead of promoting their own business or their name, they wanted me and Susie to instead promote a charity of our choosing. So this week we decided to go with Mental Health America. As you know, on this podcast, me and Susie talk about our mental illness and that being a big part of our lives. And so we wanted to give a big shout out to this organization. They've got a really cool philosophy called Before Stage 4, which pretty much says that with any other disease like cancer or heart disease, we deal with the disease before stage 4. And for some reason, when it comes to mental health, we wait to stage 4 to deal with it. And so they try to stop and prevent that kind of thing from happening before it's a problem. So if you guys would like to donate to Mental Health America, you can go onto their website, mhanational.org. That's mhanational.org, and you can donate right there on their website.
What are we talking about?
Well, I mean, we were just going to talk about things that are going on in the world, things that are going on in our lives, this and that, just hot topics, and we'll just switch from what's to what. Right now, what's big in the news is the very easy to talk about.
not abortion, political.
Yeah, abortion.
Not religious.
Thing that happened in Texas where now after, what is it, 6 weeks?
Yeah,
it's illegal to get an abortion?
Mm-hmm. Which I think is... I mean, I'll be honest. Like, I think regardless of... I was talking to, like, my dad about this, who's, like, a Christian and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it is crazy. Like, 6 weeks is so soon because a lot of people don't even know they're pregnant until, like, after 8 weeks. You don't even, like, feel movement until, like, at least 12 weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe some morning sickness or whatever, but majority of people don't know. Unless you're, like, trying to get pregnant, then maybe you're, like, super on top of it.
Right.
But at that point, you're not going to have an abortion, most likely. So.
Right. I'm saying this, like, I know exactly what that's like.
You're like, I have
12 weeks. Yeah.
Personally experienced this.
I know.
Yeah.
I have experienced all of this. It's crazy. I just don't get why people care so much. I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I get both things, whatever. Fucking, I feel like these are the same people who ban sex workers on OnlyFans. I feel like it's the same guys.
Yeah,
like,
I know, right?
Like, it's sex like workers bad, abortion so bad.
Abortion, yeah. I think that there is a lot of like religious persuasion in the like laws and things like that, and I think that that needs to be separated,
right?
Because there are people who are not religious, are not Christian, do not have those same beliefs, nor think like a baby, like you're murdering a baby, like how some Christians may think, which I don't think it's really fair.
I don't think it's just Christians. I think a majority are Christians, but I think some people who aren't Christian believe that too.
Yeah, that's true too.
Right.
But I don't know. I think I'm saying Christians because that's how I was raised. Right. So I was like raised to think abortion is bad.
Do you know what I used to always say to my dad? I think I've told you this. I've always said to my dad, I was like, I think abortion is murder. I do. I do. And if I ever got a woman pregnant, I would thank God that it's legal.
So sad. Your dad at first is like, yeah. And he's like, wait, what? Wait,
huh? I was like, I would thank God, though.
He's like, you had me the first half. Yeah,
he's
not gonna
the one
lie.
That's allowing this to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
That's on you, Daddy.
So bad.
Get a different God.
It's just like, where do you draw the line? Like, I know some people who are totally
weeks.
Okay.
that's where they draw.
Very clearly.
They drew
weeks.
The line right there.
It's just like some people are okay with birth control.
Right.
But if you had not taken birth control 3 days after, right. 1 to 3 days after having sex, like you would have gotten pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that basically an abortion? That's what I talked to my dad about. You
basically.
Know?
Right.
Basically.
That's why I take Plan B all the time.
Yeah.
I just love killing theoretical babies.
that's all.
I take it. I can't even get pregnant. Why is that bad?
No, it's just the thought behind
it.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing, too, is like when people are like, I can't believe Texas did this. I'm like, of course Texas did this. That like makes the most sense. That Texas, the place that we all make fun of, like, oh, we're so conservative and shit. Like, we all make fun of them. And now all of a sudden we're like, how dare they do exactly what we thought they would do? If, like, Alabama tomorrow was like, we're going to make fucking your cousin legal, we'd be like, yeah, that's Alabama. Fucking, it's weird, but yeah, just don't. Like, Texas doing that makes it. I'd be concerned if, like, California was like, abortion's illegal. I'd be like, whoa, wait, what?
Yeah, what's
the
happening
hell?
Here?
But fucking Texas doing it? I'm like, no, that's actually, like, exactly
what
you're looking for. If you're in Texas, I feel like that a majority of people are already like, can you imagine Texas people? Like, they sound like this, and then I guess I can't get my abortion today. Like, that's what they sound like. That's a sentence that they're now saying.
Oh my God, now you're just making fun of Texans.
I am.
I
they just passed a law that's ridiculous. You know what it's like? Mm-hmm. It's like if they made getting chemo illegal after 6 weeks if you don't.
If you didn't find out you had cancer.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah.
They're that's like, you're exactly wasting our like. Money. It's already too late.
Yeah.
You can't get treatment after stage
four. Yeah, and it's like, oh, but most people don't even find out they have cancer till years later.
Yeah.
And it's like, well.
We don't care.
That's the law. You live in Texas, fucking idiot.
That's the weirdest comparison I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's kind of the same.
It's a
medical procedure to help your body. It's like none of your business. If you have cancer, like it's someone who doesn't have cancer shouldn't be making laws about when you can get
and
chemo.
Be able to like report you and get $10,000
for actually
it.
Do like that.
Of course you do.
I'm in a need for cash, so I might just move to Texas and just start reporting people.
Yeah,
that's big brother shit right
there.
Just
start getting someone pregnant and then reporting them and then getting money for it.
That's what I don't get about Texas is they're so conservative, but that's like such like a 1984 big brother thing, like reporting people for doing wrong.
Oh my gosh, it is.
It's like it's a
big brother thing. What the heck? I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, like here's $10,000 for tattling.
Oh
no one
gosh.
Likes to snitch.
Wait, that's so accurate.
Yeah. You snitch, you get abortioned.
Wow.
I don't know.
I'm surprised I never thought about that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, I mean, I think, like, obviously we're making jokes about it, but I think in all, like, it is pretty, it's a bummer. And, like, I get everyone freaking out about it. It's a bummer.
That abortion thing, what a bummer.
It is.
It is a bummer. No,
I actually had something I was going to say earlier, and then I forgot, because I'm thinking of Big Brother.
Well, you seen that, like, that meme, too, that's, like, Republicans' logic, and it's, like, the mask, and it's, like, my body, my choice, and mm-hmm. then it's, like, a woman's ovaries, and then it's, like, your body, my choice.
Literally, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Point
and
is...
again, I just think, like...
Do you know why I actually think this happened?
Even with the vaccine, I'm very, very pro-vaccine, and I, like... And I tell people that.
Yeah.
Right. At the same time, I'm not to the point where I'm going to like not be someone's friend or sit there and call him like stupid and all that stuff. Like, you know, half of my family is like anti-vax. So it's like, I do encourage it, but I'm also not going to sit there and like disown them. Right. And I'm kind of like the same way with, I feel like people should have the same view on like abortion. Like if you want, you can try and encourage your friend not to get one or you personally not get one. But to make it a law, I think is like way too far.
Yeah. Yeah. They crossed a line. I think, what's funny though, is if they make like the line a little bit, not 6 weeks, I think more people would be okay, which is kind of weird. Like if they were like 16 weeks.
But actually, you know, that was a thing. Like it used to not be a thing. Like there was a limit on abortions. Like you can't get one in the third trimester because that literally is like.
That baby could survive outside of the womb with modern medicine and shit like that.
Yeah, I think the earliest baby to survive is like 20 weeks.
Yeah. I think though.
22.
I have a theory about why they did this. I don't think it has anything to do with abortions. I don't. I think it has everything to do with all the people from California moving to Texas. And they're like, fuck, we fucking hate all these Californian liberals.
How can we moving get all these here. Californians
Let's
out?
Let's just make a crazy conservative law and they'll all move out. I think it's working.
I just think, guys, be nice to each other. Be nice. I feel like topics like this like really divides a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, our podcast, like, we try to keep it, like, lighthearted, own who you are, tell funny stories and jokes and whatever. So we're not going to get, like, too deep into it because we don't want to, like, offend either side.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But I definitely am, like.
We're people pleasers. We don't like to offend
anybody.
Yeah,
we're freaking middle children over here. Yeah, we're not trying to lose half our followers.
We respect whatever you say. We're just trying to make you laugh.
Yeah, we just want to make you laugh.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the most serious thing I will say is, like, I do respect and like support women and this does seem like a little bit of attack on them. Just leave that there. You know what I mean?
And I sometimes respect women.
Randall, fuck you. You're only when I wake up as a douchebag though.
Yeah, I told you.
When you put on my tight bro tank.
Yeah. That's weird. I have a tight bro tank and then I'm like, women's choices. Well,
all right, more life updates. Give it to us.
More life updates.
I got really drunk this past week because thank you. Such an accomplishment. I passed my NCLEX. Did I mention that last
episode? Yeah, we talked about it a little bit.
Okay, yeah. So I currently live with two roommates, my best friends, and they're also nurses. And I was the third one to pass my NCLEX because I just took a while to take it. Mm-hmm. And so we were celebrating all of us being nurses, got insanely way too drunk, and I was going around giving shots of saline to everyone. It actually was just water. I just kept refilling it with water to hydrate because I'm third. They call me third nurse. They just like shout third nurse. And somehow I like turned around and like the most force I've ever had with my body, like hit the wall with my temple, my like left side of my head and straight up gave myself a concussion. So that's my
like officially got a concussion.
I mean, my roommates were pretty sure I had one. I had like a huge bruise. I was kind of like forgetting stuff.
Yeah.
Terrible headache. Just kind of wanted to sleep all the time. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't like I didn't pass out, but I felt like I hit the wall with my head and then I just immediately fell just like straight back.
Yeah.
Like my legs, you know, I just fell straight back onto my back and I was just laying on the ground.
How many concussions have you had in your life? Do you know?
I've only had one other one and it was during a soccer game. I got a concussion.
Nice.
How many have you had?
I don't know.
Do you think you've had
multiple?
That's
how many I've had. No. I'm just, no, I don't know because when I went to we've talked about this, I get mugged all the time and,
oh shoot. Yeah. I forgot.
And when I got pistol whipped, I remember I was like fine. I had like pain in my mouth. Like I was spitting up blood and like all this shit. And then
you broke your occipital bone, right?
I went to my nose and my orbital bone.
Orbital. Yeah.
And which they said was like a 1 centimeter off of ruining my vision forever.
Oh my god!
And I was like, wow, that's pretty
God
cool.
is real.
God is real.
Even though I just got mugged.
Yeah. And then, but so I go through all that and then they tell me that I had a concussion too. And all three of those things, I was like, I've had pain worse than this.
Right.
Like in my head. Like I've played basketball. I've played, you know, different. I played football my freshman year. Like I've played like sports and like I've been hit that hard and like not told anyone.
Right.
And then when they were like, no, this is a concussion and you broke your bone and all this, I was like, oh, shit.
You're like, really? I think also...
I've got a high pain tolerance.
I was just about to say that. Like, I think you actually do have a high pain tolerance. I also think, like, some people... It doesn't take much to get a concussion, but also, at the same time, concussions are very serious to where if you get reoccurring, like, there can actually be permanent brain damage. But... Yeah, I think also concussions are easier to get than people think and not as like serious as like some people.
Yeah,
think,
but they're easier to get than an abortion, actually.
In Texas, especially.
Yeah, especially in Texas.
Yeah.
I think, did you keep drinking?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, I was like, guys, I'm embarrassed to say this, but like I was so insanely drunk that, you know what, we just started laughing. I mean, of course, my roommates, they were like, oh, my God, are you okay? Are you okay? Like, freaking out. And I was like, oh, I'm fine. And, you know, I put on Shakira and we kept dancing. It was a really weird night.
I like Shakira.
Like, we were just blasting music and dancing in my living room. And I'm like, if this isn't what three roommates do on a Saturday night, I don't know what is.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, I continued the night, continued drinking, passed out, felt like shit the next day. Kind of what you expect. But, like, my eyes were, like... really slow to like dilate. I was just acting really weird and they were like, you definitely got a concussion. It like hurt my mouth to like open.
So yeah,
I
think it kind of like had that too. Yeah, that was like when I was spitting up blood. It was
really?
Yeah, my mouth, I couldn't open it.
And yeah, that that's how I was too. Like I couldn't chew anything. It was weird. It was a weird week for me.
That is so
I thought about making
weird.
A TikTok about it and I was like, I just look like a piece of like shit. Like I'm like, I just look like a wreck. Me just talking about that. So I'm going to talk about it on here.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Fucking concussions are cool. I think concussions are cool.
Cool kids get concussions.
Cool kids do get
Let's
concussions.
Put that on a shirt.
I've been with like a girl who like claimed that she got a concussion like once every week. And I was like, bullshit. And then I was like, what if she really did? She dies.
She would have like actual brain damage. Like when you hear about the
thing
about
drooled
like,
a lot.
You're fucking with me.
I'm joking.
You're literally fuck you.
No, she was a baby. She just say that all the time. She's like, I hit my head today, I think I have a concussion. And then like would just say that, like be like, I can't make dinner tonight, or I can't go out, or I can't.
Wait, did you date her for a long time?
Yeah, it was one of my girlfriends. I was trying not to say it, but then it came out.
Yeah.
No, I just have random girls make dinner for me.
Yeah, I know. It was like, Jesus.
She didn't even make dinner.
Yeah.
But she would like make excuses. Like, I'm not going to be able to make dinner.
Would
I'm like,
say,
you
like,
never
a concussion.
Make dinner. Maybe she was
You're
concussed.
Like, you've never made dinner in your life. And she would actually say concussion as an excuse?
Yeah. She's like, I've had like 13 concussions. I'm like, she didn't even play any sports.
Yeah. You're like, how have you gotten this?
Yeah. I was like, and she's like, dance. I did a lot of dance in high school. I was like, were you Sorry, dancing with laugh. Chris Brown? What the fuck is happening?
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Why are you getting this many concussions?
Randall.
I know.
And I think, like, yeah, again, concussions are pretty bad. So if you're getting a lot, like, there's some...
Or you're lying.
They're easier to get than you think, but when you do get them, it is pretty serious.
Right.
Yeah.
Or you're lying.
Or you're lying. Maybe she just has, like, chronic... headaches and
chronic
didn't know how
syndrome.
To yeah,
yeah. probably
know,
had
didn't know how to explain that
she
you
had
know?
Chronic victim syndrome where everything was horrible.
Randall's
what if you just
savage.
Find out that I like used to beat the shit out of her and that's why she had concussions all the time and I was like, I don't know why she gets it.
Jesus, can you just go out for once?
Yeah,
she's like, no.
Fuck you.
It's terrible. Randall doesn't beat women by
I
way.
Don't
only
I don't.
When he's wearing a cool story bro
only
tank.
When the doors are closed.
Oh my God.
I heard this story from one of my friends. He was telling me about how his girlfriend's on his case all the time now.
Uh-huh.
Like she's always thinking that he's cheating for no reason. She just had a dream that he cheated on her. And so now she's just very paranoid. And he said the other night he went to bed with her.
I had a dream about you that just reminded me of something. Keep going though.
Okay. So they went to bed together
mm-hmm.
and he said he fell asleep and he got a boner in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Like men do. Men get boners. I think a healthy male gets like 8 boners a night.
8?
I think so.
No way.
At least that's what my doctor told me.
He's like, you are extremely healthy.
But he gets a boner at night and his girlfriend woke him up and was like, who are you thinking about?
Oh my God.
And so then I told my other friend about it. Mm-hmm. I was like, and then this happened. He goes, yeah, my girl does that too.
So I wanted to ask, is that a thing? Do girls get boner jealousy when dudes are just doing things?
I mean, I think like, okay, so if I woke up in the middle of the night and the guy I was sleeping next to was like hard or something or had a boner,
yeah,
I wouldn't think, I would not say anything, nor would it even hurt my feelings. Like it wouldn't be one of those moments where I'm like, ooh, ouch, I'm just still not going to say anything because I know that's like normal. If I was like sitting with my boyfriend and he was on his phone or something mm-hmm. and got a boner, I would be like, who are you sexting? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause I'm right here. But no, I do not get like boner jealousy in the middle of the night. That's weird.
I think that's so weird.
Yeah.
Like go through my phone like a normal girlfriend. Don't look at my boner while I'm sleeping. It's fucking weird.
It's a little weird.
Also a little bit sensual. I like it.
Yeah.
It says on average, a healthy male gets 5 erections during a full night's sleep.
Wow.
With each erection lasting 25 to 35 minutes.
Are you serious?
It's common for men to wake up with an erection, informally called morning glory.
I thought it was morning.
Yeah,
what?
This is obviously from a British site. Oh, it is UK.
Is it?
Morning glory.
Morning glory.
It's morning wood in America.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. 5 is a lot, though, for 30 minutes. What is that? 2.5 hours? It's just straight boner?
Straight boners.
Damn.
My boner curves.
All right, TMI. Like,
I always tell people I say I'm as straight as my dick, and then I'm like, and it curves to the left a little bit.
Yeah.
So
you like to tell people that?
I do. In job interviews?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a job currently.
I had this dream about you where I wanted to go to one of your stand-up shows.
Yeah.
And I actually remembered it today in the car because I mentioned how you have a show after this.
Mm-hmm.
And Kayla and Sarah were like, are you going to go? And I was like, no, Randall doesn't want me to. And then it was because I had this like dream that I wanted to go to one of your shows and you were like, you can, but the other comedians and my dad are going to be there and they don't like it when other people come. So like they might be mean to you.
Nice.
And I remember like showing up and like, they were all yeah. like super mean to me.
Being dicks.
Yeah. And I was like, fuck, why did I come? So then I really thought that dream was real. So like today I was like, oh no, I'm definitely not going to Randall's show. Like everyone's going to be mean to me. And then I'm like, that's definitely not true. Like, no one has ever been mean to me when I've gone to one of your shows.
They will, though.
Anyways, that was my dream.
That's fucking nuts.
Curious.
I'm sorry that happened. I'm not responsible for Dream Randall.
I remember, like, I saw this tweet, and it was just like, no one cares about your dream, which is so true. Like, I love it when people try and, like, tell you their dreams.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, they, like, sit there and try and say this, like, elaborate thing. It's like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah, unless it's interesting.
Right.
Mine are always, if I ever tell someone my dream, it's because I'm like, I murdered someone brutally and they're in this room. They're like, how was the dream? I was like, it's not interesting. It's a dream.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm looking up the this article by the
Who are you sexting right now?
It's 5 penis facts that I just want to read.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can break your penis. Now, this is something that I think has happened to me before.
I've heard this before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably from me.
Actually, maybe.
I was with a woman and we were having sex and there was a, like, it sounded like this. And like, it felt like my dick dislocated. Like, it felt horrendous.
Did she hear the noise?
Yeah. Like,
did
she was like, oh my God. Yeah. And was like,
oh my God.
And I was like, you could lose a little weight, couldn't you? No, I didn't say that.
Oh my God. Randall, I'm actually going to slap you right now.
I didn't say that.
Were you thinking that?
No, not at all. My dick just popped out of its socket.
Yeah, do you know what happened?
I don't, but I went and asked my doctor like a year later, and she was like, well, let me look. And then I like showed her my penis. And then she was like, yeah, I mean, that can happen. Like, you can like have a sound like that. She was like, it looks fine. Are you having any erectile dysfunction? And I was like, no. And she was like, you might, or like later on in life.
Wait,
of this.
Seriously? Just yeah. because of that?
Yeah.
Whoa, weird.
But also, I'll probably just get that anyways.
Yeah. But immediately after, like, you didn't feel any pain or anything?
I did, and then it went away, like maybe, like 30 minutes later.
Oh, weird.
But it was, like...
So did you stop? Like, you
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was done. I mean, I was like, get away from my dick. I need... and it, like, it was hard, but it was, like, flopping. Like, it was, like, not... It was fucking weird.
Oh, my
weird.
God. So you literally feel like it was, like, dislocated, like, from your body.
And I have
like
a theory that probably? That's when my dick started curving.
Oh, my God.
So much. For reals, I don't think it used to curve as much as it did.
Wait, that's crazy.
Yeah. My dick is, like, in cursive now.
There was this show. Am I insane? Where the guy... It must be, like, Grey's Anatomy, but I'm not a huge Grey's Anatomy person, but it must have been some medical show. Maybe I heard about it, but like where a guy came in with like literally, I know it was Grey's Anatomy now that I think about it, and I was like in middle school, but like, yeah, he broke his dick. It's definitely a thing.
Anyways. It is definitely. Well, yeah. It's not a thing anymore. It's broken. This says penis length is not linked to foot size. I've never heard foot size. I always hear like your hands. I've never heard
you
feet.
Know what they say about big feet.
Oh, that's true.
You know, that's like a saying.
Big socks.
Exactly. See?
Right.
But no.
But you know dick. What they say about big socks.
Big feet.
Loose asshole.
Loose asshole.
The idea that your penis size is in proportion to your shoe size is a myth. That's just so dumb that they had to do research on that. Researchers at University College London measured the penises of 104 men, including teenagers. Oh!
Ew. Why does that feel so wrong? Jesus. Also,
fucking the UK is fucking weird.
I
know we have fans in the UK. You guys aren't.
Everyone else?
Everyone else is weird.
I'm not going to lie. That is a little weird. Also, isn't that basically what the fact before was?
What?
Just that feet and dick is a lie. Like the size of the feet versus the dick.
Right.
That was just two facts in a row.
Right. Yeah, yeah. The average penis length is 5 inches. That's great to know.
Wait, is it
really? The average shoe size is 9 in Europe.
Wait, the average shoe size is
9. Is 9.
Okay. Wait, did people think that like it was exact?
Like it's like not exact, but like proportionate, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Small penises make big erections. Shorter penises increase more in length than longer ones.
Yeah, I believe that. So like shower, not a grower? Wait, yeah. Grower, not
that
a
That makes
shower?
Sense, because if you've got a big dick, like there's not much more that can grow.
Maybe.
You're
but,
right.
You know, what if it's just like ultra big? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either. Research based on the penis measurements of 2,770 men.
Wait, what?
They had to measure 2,770. Why stop at 2,770? Just get to 3,000. Like, that's only 230 more dicks.
Maybe like 30 people just backed out and they're like, I can't do this.
I'm pretty sure 30 more were teenagers and they're like, we shouldn't include them in this one.
They're like, yeah, we probably shouldn't do teenagers in this one.
Shorter penises increased by 86% when erect.
Wow.
Nearly twice that of longer penises.
This is so much penis facts.
I know.
I thought
but here's the
five.
Last one, and this one is fascinating.
Okay.
Randall has the biggest penis. I didn't know that Europe knew that.
I guess they do.
No. The last one is the penis is not a muscle. I didn't know that. I thought it was a muscle.
You thought the entire penis was a muscle?
Not the entire one, but I thought that it was
well,
considered a...
Well, what does it say underneath it? It's cartilage? It says, it's not bone.
Contrary to popular belief, the so-called love muscle does not contain any muscles. No one calls it the love muscle. But now I am going to call it the love muscle.
Hey, baby, can I have some of your love muscle?
Dude, my love muscle.
Hey, I just want you to put your
so
hard love
right
muscle inside of me.
Oh, my God, dude.
Ew.
No, I love that so much. Dick and cock are so aggressive. Love muscle.
Yeah, you should say that to the next girl you fuck. You should okay. just be like, hey, you want some of this love muscle?
Is my love muscle inside? Okay. Well, anyways.
So it doesn't really say what it is. It just says it's not a muscle. It's a sponge.
It's more like veins and arteries mostly.
Interesting. And skin and then what is it? Fat?
Fat.
I want to get like a deep diagram of a penis now.
I got a
you got a fat.
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 Fat love muscle. Fat. So much love.
All right.
All right.
That was good.
That was a great episode, I feel like.
I mean, sure.
It matched the outfits that we were wearing.
Thank you.
Oh, you were wearing sunglasses.
I was wearing
inside.
Sunglasses.
We had an adios motherfucker. If we didn't talk about abortions and dicks, what were we doing?
Oh my God. Adios motherfucker for abortion. That's so fucked.
I know. Do you think?
I literally just like, I don't know if you put that together
no,
before.
I didn't put that together.
But now you did.
But adios motherfuckers.
Adios, motherfuckers.
This was a dirty, dirty episode, and we're glad that you listened to it with us.
Honestly, I'm glad that I've had two shots, an entire cocktail. because otherwise I would be sitting here being like, I want to kill myself. But, you know, now I'm embracing
don't
it.
Don't call it a cocktail. Call it a love muscle tail.
A love muscle tail.
We don't say cock anymore.
Yeah, you're right. We're replacing it. We should replace it with love muscle forever.
I like
wait,
love
from
muscle.
Here on out, let's actually do that for real.
I
because
agree.
only the people who listen to this specific episode will get that.
And you send your girl a love muscle photography instead of dick pics?
Yeah, text your girl right now and say, hey, you want to see a pic of my love muscle?
No, a photograph. We don't say pic.
Yeah,
a portrait.
Right. You want to see a portrait?
You want to see a portrait of my...
All right. Well, we want to take some time to give a big shout out to all of our sponsors because you guys are the reason that we are still here. Here's a little secret. I've been meeting up with my cousin about getting merch out and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a tedious process, but we're going to get it done. So I just want to say thank you to all of our sponsors because you're the reason that we keep coming back every week. Things are eventually going to happen.
Yes, they are.
I say this every fucking week.
Yeah, we're going to keep saying it.
And I'm going to keep saying it because it's true. It actually is true. Like, yeah. I am working towards that.
We work a lot behind the scenes. It's just none of it's coming to fruition, but it will eventually.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So let's give a shout out to our sponsors because you guys are our besties.
You guys are the backbone. Yeah. Thank you so much to Tyler, Liam, Jake from State Farm, Eric, Lucas, Chef Troy R.D., Kenny, Nicholas, Matt, Dustin, Patrick, Daniel, Oliver, Gavin, Julio, Miles, Parker, Derek, Leo, Cole, Alan, Weeza, Marvin, Daniel, Chris, Tom, and Dylan. Thank you guys
so much. Is Chef Troy already new this week?
No, he was new last week.
Oh, okay.
We gave a big shout out to him. He's one of the OGs.
Yeah, he is. He's awesome. All right. Thank you guys so much for sponsoring this podcast. If you made it this far, guess what? I love you.
What?
I love you. Thank you so much for continuing to sponsor this podcast and listen to us every week.
Exactly what she said. yeah, you guys keep us going and, you know, keep sending us in those drunk stories. We got actually a sex story. We just got to like kind of review it more.
Yeah. We got a sex story today. Keep sending in just like awkward, embarrassing stories because we fucking love it.
We love to make fun of you guys. We're bullies at heart.
No, it makes us feel more human. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're sitting here telling our stories. I gave myself a concussion this week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm over here saying really embarrassing things that shouldn't have happened. So send us in whatever. We will come back next week with a drunk story or embarrassing sex story.
Yeah. And would you rather keep doing that? We might do different segments. We're working on that. We came up with a brilliant segment and then we forgot it. So.
Yeah, we really did. So that's our drunk thoughts for you. Yep. But we will see you guys next week with a brand new episode.
Episode 39. And guess what? We're going to be surprised.